Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I haven't heard of this one, but Adam says it's been getting great reviews from friends. And I just finished The Diplomat last night, so I feel like I might be up for a new movie tonight. And Tim's first movie, it's already streaming on Netflix. It's called A House of Dynamite, starring Idris Elba, who I would, whatever he is in, I will watch. So I have no problem with that. And Rebecca Ferguson. Before Tim reviews it, here's the trailer.
I always thought just being ready is the point. It keeps the villain in check. Keeps the world straight. They see how prepared we are. No one starts a nuclear war.
Approximately 3 minutes ago, we detected an ICBM over the Pacific. Current flight trajectory is consistent with impact somewhere in the continental United States.
Have we seen DEFCON 2 before?
No.
I have no idea what's going on, except I think we're about to be bombed with a nuclear weapon. Tim Lammers, welcome, and yeah. What is going on?
Happy Halloween, Jordana and Adam.
Yes, happy Halloween.
Yeah,
to you too, sir.
Talk about if you want to watch a scary movie, I mean truly frightening to the bone movie tonight. This is not a horror movie. I guess so. I guess it's a real-life horror movie. This whole idea of the... First, it's a movie that's told from three different vantage points. It's told from the vantage point of the Situation Room in the White House. Then it winds back and it tells if it's from the vantage point of a NSA official. Then it tells it from the vantage point of the President of the United States, who is played by Idris Elba. Rebecca Ferguson plays a high-ranking official in the Situation Room. They get an alert that this ICBM, this nuclear warhead, intercontinental ballistic missile, is heading toward the United States, and it's going to strike in 18 minutes. So the big dilemma is, where is it going to land?
Yeah.
It's going to be a major city. I won't tell you where. It's not Minneapolis. Okay. Let's just get that out of the way. So it's just this frantic thing where they're scrambling to arrange a call to try to figure out what do we do? Do we respond right away, which will surely begin World War III? Or do we let it, you know, should we will try to shoot it down? But what if that doesn't work? It's going to evaporate a major city in the U.S. Do we wait till it hits? Maybe it's going to be a dud. These things have been duds, these missiles. So it might not go off. So it might not be a good idea to launch missiles at our enemies because then they'll respond and the world is over. The biggest problem with this is they don't know where this missile came from. It just really makes for an intense and anxiety-inducing movie that I will only see once I will only see this movie. I saw it, and I will only see it once. I don't know if there's a good movie for you tonight, Jordana, really.
Oh,
you might
not
sleep too well. I certainly
didn't. Too stressful.
But it was in theaters a couple weeks ago to qualify for Oscars. Mm-hmm. It's a Netflix original, so that's why it's premiering on Netflix. It actually premiered last week, but I wanted to talk about it because it's a big talker. It is really, and it has this open-ended ending that ambiguous that a lot of people don't like. I really didn't like it either. It doesn't wrap things up in a nice, tidy bow. So it'll just get you talking afterwards. Mm. It'll get you thinking, what would you do? What should they do?
The streaming pick. This is a show that I have yet to start, although it always looks intriguing to me. But it's already on season 4. Let's hear a little of this. This is Mayor of Kingstown on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only time you're going to be safe is when you're in your cell. Watch everyone without watching. Trust no one unless I tell you to do so. Someone will come after you.
Mayor Kingstown comes to my humble office.
Warden, take care of my brother Kyle, and I'll take care of you.
There's no more free passes. This is my castle now. Do we understand each other?
That sounds like Edie Falco there.
Edie Falco.
Jeremy Renner, who by miracle is still alive.
Thank God.
Yeah. He is just an amazing actor and obviously amazing resilience. He was catastrophically injured before Mayor of Kingstown season 3 went into production, and he came back. And he's back again for season 4. Now, Mayor of Kingstown, if you haven't seen it yet, and I would highly suggest starting from the beginning, it's on Paramount Plus. The mayor is a power broker, a fixer in the prison industry town of Kingstown, Michigan, which I don't believe is a real town, based on Kingston, Ontario, actually. But Mike McCluskey is Jeremy Renner's character, and he tries to keep the peace between the guards and the administration and the prisoners inside the walls and outside the walls. He tries to keep the peace between law enforcement and the gangs because everybody is at each other's throats. Now, you heard about keep him safe. Keeping him safe is his brother, Kyle, who at the end of season 3 diffused a situation where an officer looked like this officer was going to, SWAT officer was going to shoot this innocent family. So he shot the officer. The officer wore a vest. He was safe. But being a cop going into prison is not an ideal situation, right? Mm. So he's asking for protection from the new warden of the prison, played by Edie Falco. And as you could tell from that short clip, she's a hard-nosed, by-the-book sort of person. So episode one, Kyle goes to prison, and things don't go too well right off the bat. So It's a really ultra intense season so far. One of my favorite shows on TV, Mayor of Kingstown on Paramount Plus.
Wow. Okay. All four seasons are good?
All four are great. I mean, obviously, just season four just started. So 10 episodes, only one episode so far, episode two this Sunday.
Okay, great. Also, you want to talk about your interview with Guillermo del Toro. So tell us about that.
Yeah, well, first of all, Adam, I'm going to bug you, man, because I know you said you're going to watch this one on the big screen. Have you gone yet?
I haven't. I always say I'm going to do that, and then one of these days I'm actually going to do it, but I got to. Especially this weekend. Okay. It's kind of gloomy. Maybe I'll find time to go this weekend.
Yeah, this week for sure it'll be playing in theaters yet before it starts streaming on November 7th on Netflix. This is just a movie you have to see on the big screen. But Guillermo del Toro, I mean, he is just one of the greatest directors out there right now. So inventive, so creative. And as I mentioned last week, Frankenstein has it all. So we just talk about what went into the making of his Frankenstein for an interview piece that you can Google Forbes, Tim Lammers, and you can see my interview with Guillermo del Toro. The first interview I did with him since 1997 when he came into Minneapolis, this then relatively unknown filmmaker came in and you know, I tried in between, but finally it worked out for my favorite genre, so I'm really happy about that. So please go check out that interview.
Picks for Halloween, like, so let's say you're at home. I know you like the classic horrors, as do I, but like for Jordana, who doesn't like horror, what is she supposed to watch? What's a pick for her to pick this Halloween?
You know, the truth of the matter is, I mean, if she wanted, Jordana, if you wanted to watch a classic monster movie, I mean, the original Frankenstein and Bride of Frankenstein, those movies are relatively tame. No blood, guts, or gore. I mean, you got to remember, these are black and white films. I mean, what kind of effect would they have anyway? So, you know, those two are streaming on Amazon Prime, Prime Video. Those are always at the top of my list for recommending films. But, you know, I was thinking too with Adam, if you want, Jordana, you should just see Young Frankenstein, the comedy by Mel Brooks, which is an all-time classic.
Top five movies, maybe top three movie for me.
Yeah, see, and that's just the same way with The Bride of Frankenstein being in a top five or top three movie of all movies for me. So, yeah, I mean, those are relatively tame deals. I'm not into the slash and gash, this gory horror movie stuff. I watch them because I have to review them. But, you know, give me the old classics any day. So, I mean, I would highly recommend. Unfortunately, Young Frankenstein is not streaming for free or in a subscription service, but you can certainly rent it digitally, or you could probably buy a DVD or Blu-ray on in stores. And then finally, Frankenweenie for family viewing, stop-motion animation, Tim Burton. That one is on Disney+.
Okay, sounds good. I'm not a big fan of Guillermo del Toro, but I would listen to your interview so you can get more hits there on that interview. So I appreciate your time today. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right, have a safe and happy Halloween, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Tim.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.